You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. We've got Shona Hendricks with us once again. Great questions. That time of the year, people are talking about sort of obviously slowing down for the festive season. We had Lindsay talking about how to get through the festive season, but David was talking about next year and how to go about planning. And it was very specific to him, but I want to ask you this question. How do you go about planning your year from a race perspective? Is it just smash everything you can? If a race pops up, you go and race it. What's the best way to go about things from a planning your year when it comes to running?
Yeah, I think most of the runner's mentality is that it's that we love racing, and so let's find every race possible and smash them out. And especially now post COVID, where you haven't had any races, you know, now we're going to want to race everything that we can. And big caution with that, because we don't want to be over racing. We want to make sure we have enough preparation time to build up towards those races. And so my advice would be to say, pick at one and maybe two priority races through the year. And then you can put in other races. We're not saying that you only have those races, but those are perhaps your two priority races. And then you build a structure that leads you up to that priority race. And that will go from a monthly perspective or quarterly perspective down to what you do every 4 weeks, down to what you would do every week or every day. So it's about building blocks in towards that priority race. And yes, you might have other sort of second or B races that you will be able to race within that sort of quarter or 4 or 6 month sort of period, depending on what the race is and how long it is or how hot it is, the terrain and all the rest. But it's about planning those races specifically and not just running every single race as hard as you can.
And we've done a video on periodization. It's on our YouTube channel. I'll make sure the link is with this podcast as well. Two questions on that. First of all, is the distance, your sort of speciality distance, does that come into play? So if I only race 5Ks as an example, I love running park runs as hard as I can. Or if I'm into running ultramarathons, does that come into play here about how often we can race a 5K versus how often we can race a marathon or an ultra?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I was saying around the distance. I mean, you know, 5Ks are, I almost want to say, a lot more forgiving. You know, if you are running a park run every week, I mean, you know, ideally, again, if you're wanting to always improve, that's not necessarily recommended, but that is a lot more forgiving. You can't go out and run a 100K every weekend. You definitely want to make sure that you prioritize that based on the distance that you're training for. And with marathons, as an example, we like to almost say that we don't want you to run and even training runs as those marathons, not even racing them, like 3 weeks apart, minimum of 3 weeks apart, because that recovery is just so important around getting ready for the next one then as well.
I love that, because it hasn't happened for the last couple of years. Comrades obviously hasn't taken place due to COVID. It is on the calendar for 2022. And we've obviously got a lot of members on our training platform that have joined us for various reasons, whether it's fast to be on 50 or running through menopause, and aren't necessarily that clued up on what Comrades is and the culture behind it. Our business started very much around Comrades. So I just want to give everybody a heads up who doesn't run Comrades and doesn't know anything about Comrades. There are going to be some crazy people in the forum asking questions like that. Like, I ran a marathon on Saturday. Is running another one next Saturday too soon? So just a heads up, they are coming.
Yeah, they definitely are. And it's the, I often say that it feels like they're using marathons as stepping stones towards Comrades, which drives me mad. But the race is a crazy race, and the preparation is key for that. But going out and racing or running that sort of every weekend again isn't necessarily recommended either.
When you're running marathons as training runs, it says a lot about the race you're training for. Shona, as always, thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming becoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.